special meeting, please special meeting on Monday, April 20th, 2026. Join me in the pledge of allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone. In attendance, I have Councilor Sutter, Councilor Baker, and myself, Tim May. Recording secretary is Cindy Benton, and Julie Chapman is here along with three town councilors and the mayor, Xavilla, Joey Karen, and Rachel Novak. And today we'll be discussing public works, and we have the public works director, John Carlson, in attendance.
It doesn't matter, just gonna hurt, so.
Discussion of the mayor's.
There's no money, so.
Discussion of the mayor's proposed budget with public works. All right, Junior Mayor, do you guys want to say anything before we get started?
I just want to say that initially, just like with the police budget that we reviewed last week, we went over with the department and we made some adjustments then, and realizing that the wasn't enough. I went over it again with Julie and made some additional cuts. And we're at the point now where there isn't really anything left to cut.
Yeah, I can see that compared to 2026, you're up, well, the mayor's budget, you're up 100, roughly right at 100,000. And the department's request is about $50,000-$60,000 on top of that, so it's not, compared to other budgets, I've seen them a lot higher. So it's not a, well, let's go through it. John, have you got, John Carlson, have you got a chance to look at the mayor's proposed budget?
Yes.
All right, because when we talked to the police, they hadn't looked at it. So they were, I want to give you a minute if you need to look things over as we're going along, please interject.
So basically, all it does is move money from one account to another and decreases a lot of accounts. One of the concerns I have, and I know, is police car tires. Usually at the end of the year, we buy police car tires. This year, I will not be able to afford that. I have four police car tires left for the rest of the year, as of right now. So as police cars break down with flat tires, I can't fix them.
All right, well.
So we'll have to buy tires at some point, but I'll just buy them as needed because that's where we're at right now, where it's an as needed basis.
Where is that on the line, so we can mark it?
It's public safety tires, public safety vehicle tires. It's went from 15,000 down to 10,000.
76.
And they're $170 a piece. Usually at the end of the year, we buy whatever we have left in the account to start the following year. So this year,
53036.
I will not have an opportunity to do that. So that's going to be one big hit.
How many miles are you getting on the tires done for those guys?
10,000.
10,000, they're wearable.
And if they get a hole in it, you cannot put it back on the car with a plug. It has to be replaced. It could have 50 miles or 500 miles. You cannot put them on a police car again.
Sean, what is the line item for decorations?
That's flags, anything that goes on the poles. The town hall decorations for Christmas stuff. If you got rid of that, I would, it's not a big deal to me.
I mean, that's one thing I marked as a possibility of being able to move some money around because.
I don't put flags on 32, that doesn't break my heart. That's what we do, we have to replace the flags almost every year because of the abuse they take.
You know, 3,000, do you mind?
Well, there was 3,500.
And you had 3,500?
No, there was 3,500, but there's 3,000.
And that's what the cost is, or is it actual?
You get like 30 flags, if you're lucky. Flags and poles.
And that doesn't include the labor to put those up every year?
No, that's, the labor is minor, but it's the cost of the flags. Or finding new Christmas lights, because sometimes the Christmas lights, you go put them up and you're like, you plug them in and half the set doesn't work anymore. Trying to fix a set of Christmas lights is a waste of time. So.
All right, let's get started on the game, go down, I mean, that way we can talk about those things a lot. Salaries, we don't really talk about overtime, I know we had a, snow overtime plowing, that's the biggie.
Yeah, that's just regular overtime for like a tree going down or anything like that. So actually just raising that a little bit helps because everyone got a raise, so you have to, gives me about the same amount of hours available.
Then we go to overtime, snow plowing. I guess we're gonna keep that roughly the same as 2026.
You raised it 5,000. If you're gonna stay at 90, is that what you're talking?
Well, that's what I mean, basically, we just went from 85 to 90.
Yeah.
Later, you had 100. Does everyone agree with that?
Excuse me, thank you.
We gotta hope this year was an anomaly, right?
No.
I can't tell you, I have no idea, it used to be 100,000.
And that was the question, I'm glad you asked.
Five years ago was a year.
Mother Nature says what Mother Nature wants to do. But my only concern is, you go over that, you gotta come up with the money someplace else. It's either gonna go into contingency or it's gonna come out of wherever.
I'm just, and I'll say it again, I'm very leery of overestimating, and we have a, I'm gonna say a good year, and then I've just charged the taxpayers money.
But I would rather give you back money to put in the general fund than be in the negative in my eyes.
Yeah, but taxing people is.
But having a rainy day fund for that emergency does help.
Oh, it's, from your standpoint, it looks good.
Yeah.
But explaining to taxpayers that we're raising their taxes is not good.
Is that one of them, John?
So we're all one of them, actually, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that.
Has that ever happened, Mr. Chairman?
What's that?
The departments give back money?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I mean, all the revenue stuff that comes in goes into that, and we have a lot of pass-throughs.
I believe 2 years ago, I gave back money, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I gave back money, if you look back in the records.
No, I don't know where it would be in here, but I'm sure you get grants and stuff like that, or money from different things, right?
I do get a little bit of money from the state, town aid.
That goes in the general fund, now is that back?
No, that's in a separate fund.
Separate fund?
Yes, there's no public works grants in the general fund budget.
No.
Okay, so there is money that's not showing in this budget. Does any of that money pay for any of the things in this budget? Oh, okay. Seasonal help, looks like it's staying about.
It went down 6,000. I only have one person currently I hire to help cover a public works office while my administrative assistant is out, and she also assists when it comes to transfer station pass sales. She works for 2 weeks, I mean a month, helping sell transfer station passes. It gets busy in there when you sell 2,000 transfer station passes.
Imagine.
Yeah, over a 2 month period, or 1 month period.
To call it one off paper.
Just going over street light repairs. And those are the streetlights that we own, because I know Eversource.
We own every street light in the town of Montville, including ones on state roads.
I thought, maybe this was a long time ago, the state charged us part of that money up there, is that just electricity, for the street light electricity? That doesn't go, I thought that went to some of the repairs of that too.
No. Well, no, all street light electricity covers, I believe, traffic lights, including certain traffic lights that intersect the town of Montville roads we pay for. So Galvin's Lane and 32, we pay for that traffic light, and it's an average, they figured out an average of what it costs per day, and then that's charged to us. Same with Fort Chantock, Golden Road, Occam Lane, we get a percent, we pay a percentage of the electric rate for those traffic lights. streets. So Maple Avenue, you know.
So the street light.
I believe that covers part of the traffic lights too. At the electricity. Streetlight repair is just replacing and repairing streetlight heads. And right now, a streetlight head, if it gets struck by lightning, is about $400. John McNeil just sent me a thing about how they no longer make the drivers for the streetlights that we currently purchased 5 years ago, 6 years ago. But he was able to find another one that fits inside the light that we can utilize.
Another step down from the line current, right?
Yeah.
Or not the 110 or 220, they're like 3,000 volt step down.
Yeah, it's a step down voltage thing, but.
I'm surprised the mayor took back the paving and curbing with all the curbing we got damaged this year.
He's gonna remove the curbing altogether.
Yeah, I can tell you that. Why you would bother? Do you get these new drivers trained what a curb is, right?
Yes.
We're gonna send them.
I don't.
We're gonna send them all to.
Even the state was smoking. Yeah. Even the state.
Come on, John. They've got better. That's funny. Come on. I'm not being mean. I'm just.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, if I may ask, why don't the flags, the 3,000 flags, maybe talk to Parks and Rec and see if Parks and Rec would do it? It's like a Parks and Rec thing, anyways. It's the decorations and stuff like that. Would they be willing to do that?
I was going to already talk to Parks and Rec about taking some money to pay for the in-kind services for the carnival. And.
Hold that thought because we may have to go back to Parks and Rec for the 250th. This year. They just sent me a bill for $12,000.
Excuse me?
$12,000. Banners and attachments, hardware.
Where are you going to put the banners up?
Around town.
I mean, like across the road banners? Like.
They're going to be in some utility poles and some light poles and the town hall, the senior center, police department.
Maybe we can raise money for that.
They couldn't raise any money for the community booklet.
Well, that's because their prices are outrageous.
And they forget to put our ads in.
Yeah.
All right, so let's hold that thought. Councilor Karen had a good point, so we'll get to that spot. We'll discuss that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You said 12,000. Is it 1,200 or 12,000?
No, I'm sorry. I'd say 12,000.
Yeah.
1,200.
Yeah.
1,200.
Oh my God.
Please don't panic.
Because
I was
bit better. Did you see
I know,
my
I
face?
Just,
and you know what, Mayor? I'm going to take my text back to the council and we're vetoing it. I'll take that back. And I was sending it. I was saying. I was saying,
like,
Mayor.
Like, what kind of banners are we getting?
They're LED glow in the dark trim.
You know what I was sending to all you? The 25th Amendment. You know what the 25th Amendment is? Remove the chief.
Please. Don't make promises you can't keep.
No, I'm not yet, lady. That's just you. All right. Don't take it so personal.
All right. The MS4 monitor, I know that's required. Is that a consultant firm that we hired?
Yeah, MS4, actually, we're currently going through our industrial permit through DEEP. Has to be updated, so that's currently. But yeah, this is all.
Have we ever gone out to bid? I remember we.
CLA handles it.
Okay.
Currently.
And that's not part of their.
It's part of the.
I'm just wondering
part of the engineering.
We talked about this last year. Maybe if you could look around and see if you can get somebody cheaper than $20,000, because it's only four times a year.
Well, it's the MS4 permit is, I also use part of this money to cover cost for that permit. So part of the permit requirement is cleaning catch basins, keeping track of cleaning the catch basins. The other part is sweeping.
All right.
So there's quite a bit that comes out of there, and this doesn't even touch what it costs to clean catch basins. We spent $50,000 last year cleaning catch basins.
You do that out of salaries, right?
Sure.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, that's part of the daily work, or it's multiple.
No. Catch Basin Cleaning is a company that we hire out to back the catch basins. So that costs $50,000 just to subcontract someone out to clean.
I just remember in WPC, we bought a very expensive
back truck
that was supposed to be used for that.
Part of the problem is the sand is very abusive on the truck, and it wears parts quick and they're not cheap to replace. I think one part on their truck was $2,500, just replaced by the back hose. Never mind the hose, it's like sandblasting your vehicle. It eats everything up. It's not great for trucks, but their poop doesn't hurt it. It's our stuff that does.
The owner is cheaper to have somebody else.
Sub it out, correct. Yeah, the damage to the truck is, the maintenance is a nightmare.
Makes sense. I like that tune.
It's my wake up alarm.
All right, what do you want, trainings and conferences, or you want?
I'm just going through the list, I'm just, as we're going, if I see something, kind of.
Vehicle expenses, public safety, is that for the fire marshal?
Which one?
Vehicle expenses, public safety, is that?
No, that's all police cars, that's for any repair on a police car that needs to be done. Whether it be a motor replacement, type of ball joints, brakes, everything. Muffler, yeah, anything.
Oh, so then you've got tires in there as well, so.
Yeah, the tires send them separate.
No, that's what I'm saying, then we start adding it up to be about 40 grand there too.
Right. But we pretty much ate that up this year. You know?
Sand and salt, are we out right now, or are we totally?
Right now I could fit 500 ton in the shed.
Is that a lot?
It's quite a bit, yeah, that's quite a bit of material.
Well, one way to look at it is we gotta jump on next year.
Well, we're short, so if I do.
Right.
200,000, I have to put, if it's $100 a ton, you're looking at 50,000 just to fill it.
$79.
I hope so. I hope so, because fuel prices raised asphalt this year to 115.
Yeah, well, you also got a lot of.
What happened? Why are fuel prices so high?
Yeah, sure.
Somebody
shot a rocket at somebody.
So sand and salt right now, as of today, is a 202,000. Some more bills came in from April 8th.
But 17,000 should, was it 17? The Board of Ed is reimbursing us for some of the overage.
Okay.
I thought it was more than that.
I have a question. What about is it cheaper to buy it now? Like cheaper in July
right
can't?
Now, I don't know what they're gonna charge for it. I don't
okay.
know. You know, if I go down and call, I could see what they're gonna charge, but I don't know what the price next year is. We were paying $89 out of Rhode Island. $89 out of Rhode Island, it's $79 out of Montville. So it was $10 different, but we pick it up.
Right.
You know, and then last year, well, this year, the state basically shut the place down and took all the salt they had. But when you get into that crunch, that's why I kind of like keeping sand and salt in stock.
That's why I was asking, because I know that. And I know that there's a chance that it's cheaper now as opposed to when it gets closer to the
season. Can you pre-buy it? You pre-buy it now and let it sit over there until you really need it.
I don't know if they would do that.
You can't put $200,000 in your salt shed right now.
No.
So that's what I'm getting at.
I mean, we could sit on it for now and see what happens next year and hope the prices drop this summer. I don't know. It's just like anything else.
I think they were willing to work with you, John. I think the mayor had the meeting.
They're willing to work.
I think we should
fill it now.
I think you should get it. Whatever's left over, they're going to be looking to get rid of some, I'm sure. So I'm sure if you walked in there and you said to them, I need 200 ton, make me a deal I can't refuse. And I'm sure they're going to find a way to do it because that's the less they have to carry over next year. And then you can, if you can pick it up whenever you want to pick it up, when you get a day where it's raining out and the guys are out cleaning catch base, you can shoot a couple trucks over and start bringing it in a little bit at a time.
Right, they have it, yeah, we gotta,
I gotta see what they have.
Take a quick look down here, see what they got.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they have any left.
Well, I mean.
Or if they brought any in. I could call the guy in Rhode Island and see what he would, if he has any. That's where it came from.
Let's talk about uniforms, or, I don't remember seeing you guys wearing uniforms.
Uniforms is, allows them to buy boots, pants, and anything worn above the chest has to have the Town of Mountville embroidery. There's no color requirement, so I could buy a blue shirt with a Town of Mountville logo, I could buy a yellow shirt, orange, or whatever, but most guys do wear shirts.
Is that in their?
That say Town of Mountville on them.
That's in their CBA as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, we gotta do it.
So. They don't always spend it all.
Well, look, in 2026, we spent $16,250, you proposed $17,500, and Mayor dropped it down to $15,000. And it looks like 2025, we were right at $15,000.
Currently, we're two employees down, but I took the number of employees and just multiplied it by the amount we're supposed to spend, and that's where the 17 came in.
All right, let's talk about decorations now. So this is just for flags, this isn't for Christmas decorations or?
Well, it's Christmas decorations, flags, it could be the pole decorations, because they're getting older now, some of the candy corns are starting to fade and look funny, but I don't know, I think Peter paid like $800 a piece for those or something, they were expensive. But.
Really?
Yeah, they're not, those types of decorations are expensive. You know, but if. I can probably do this year without this money and not buy flags, because I think I have enough flags.
Well, I'm only bringing up because there's interested parties that want to discuss it.
To put it in the police car with tires?
We need police car tires more than we need, and I know that I'm gonna get killed for saying this, but to me, flags are a want, not a need.
Yeah.
You know, I love the flags, I, you know.
You're $400 a piece, John.
How much are they?
The decorations are $400 a piece.
All right, so they're $400, not $800.
I agree with Councilor Southern, I think when it comes to public safety, if you go and you put a brand new tire in a police car, you go 10 miles, put a hole, you gotta rip it off and throw it away. I know it's a waste, it sounds like a waste of money, but I would rather see that money moved over for repairs to the police cars, because we're not replacing them as much as we have been lately either. So they're starting to be a drain on us as far as maintenance goes.
There's a small reality that, you know, due to the budget freeze currently, I don't get to purchase things that we use all the time, like tires, police car tires. So usually we take and we say, hey, we got 3,000 left, let's buy police car tires, or 4,000, buy as many car tires as we can. We can't do that this year. So this is gonna be one of those tough subjects that.
Well, right now you spent up to date, what, 6,300 as of April, and you got, approximately the balance of that, you budgeted 15. So you should be able to buy tires. I don't know why somebody in the town say you couldn't buy tires.
Well, they told me the budget's frozen, so.
Are you shopping them, John?
Shopping them?
Are you shopping? Are you going to a couple different vendors for the same quality of tire?
No, I have to put Goodyears, you have to run the same tire on this. Goodyears, I am not shopping around for the Goodyears, is that what you're asking? Then we go by state bid, we were trying to do that with the Goodyears. You can't really change their tires because it fits the car. That's the thing that stinks. I'd love to buy cheaper tires, but
well, it looks like,
can't.
It looks like, I mean, what you're telling me, if you need tires, you're gonna get tires right to.
Well, I'm gonna have to. I only have four left right now. And if, you know, as we, about every week, we're doing one car a week, at least minimum oil change, and they're telling me they're changing at least one tire a week. You know, and that depends on
Julie,
who it
what's
is.
The, what's the, or Mayor Julie, what's the thing on the fees in the budget for?
Well, so right now they have four available that haven't been used. Once they're out of those tires and they need more, then they can order them.
Okay.
May I just say about the flags? I agree that police cars the tires, but it's a anniversary year, 250, and it would be sad if we didn't put flags up.
Well, we actually haven't done anything with the money yet, but I agree.
Yeah.
They're $150 a piece for the flags with the poles, the good ones. They're $150 a piece, and how many, we have 20 out there, John, 25?
100.
You have 100, so do the math.
There's almost 100 flags out there. We've cut back on a few because of
We're doing that
having
one.
Issues, but we had 50 originally, and then we had more going all the way from one end of, there was about 100 flags.
You don't have to replace them all this year
no.
though, right?
No, we, like I said, we can only purchase 35 to 40 flags a year with the 3,500. When you buy the poles, because you almost have to replace the poles, they're plastic, they don't take great abuse with the wind. They fall apart, the screws fall out.
Well,
I would like to reach out to Parks and Rec and see if we can cover that.
Mohegan Firehouse was one of the ones that donated the other 50 flags. We only did 50 flags originally. And then Mohegan Firehouse purchased 50 flags to put from where we left off all the way down the rest of 32.
Right.
And didn't they buy, people could buy them, John?
No, it was just Mohegan Firehouse, but that's all I remember.
Well, I'm going to recommend, I'll make a motion, we don't do anything.
But you could.
We'll leave the budget at 3,000 until we know better. It's not going to break the budget. We're already, 3,000 is not going to do anything with the budget right now. So just leave it at 3,000 and see if we can.
I'll see what I can do.
What you can do. The tree removal, is that when you rent the truck and do that stuff?
Tree removal is a combination of contractors versus our truck rental. So that's what the combination, that's why we remove as many as we can remove.
It looks like that 50,000 is a good number right now. I mean, it's 76,000 in 2024. 33 in 2025.
Well, part of the thing with smart budget, part of my problem is you realize my budget is very big. All right, so I have to look at transferring funds. So the old way was you took money out of one account to cover an overage on another account. The new way is look at your bottom dollar. As long as it's in the black, you're fine. So it kind of makes accounts look terrible in the respect that I didn't spend it, but I did in another account, using that money to help another account. By the transfer, you kind of show what you did. This way, I don't show what I do. So it is a lot more paperwork for the finance committee to do that. I mean, finance department to make those changes. So if I go over 5,000 somewhere else and I take it out of the trees, they would physically show that. We don't do that.
Yeah, we didn't do it the last 2 years because the budgets ended up being hundreds of thousands or $1 million over, so doing a transfer is pointless. If we have a budget that's well-funded and we can move between line to line without causing a deficit for the whole budget, we can continue doing that again, the line item transfers.
That doesn't necessarily answer my question, because you had 70,000, Mayor took it down to 50. So Mayor, what's your rationale? I'm not saying we should go back to 70, but I'm just asking John. It looks like 1 year you had the actual 76, the next year, 2025, you had 33,000.
Well, that's what I was trying to explain, the 33,000, because I was trying to cover other expenses that I didn't.
Revenue. But it would have been, that's the one last year.
So I'll make a comment on that. For the tree removal, when we were going through to make the cuts, tree removal was just one of those larger line items that we said,
if you go over, we'll,
you don't really need it. So we'll give you some to work with and then go from there.
And that's why I was saying, when you see the 2025 at 33,000, I was probably using the leftover to cover other expenses.
Understood.
So that's kind of what you do when you try to do your best to keep everything in the black.
Now you have GIS down here. We also have GIS in the planning department. What GIS is that?
So GIS for us is, has to do with, we are currently, part of the program is allowing us to track catch basin cleanings and stuff like that. I'm also trying to turn it into sign repairs and sign placements. One of the problems we have is, ask me how many signs we have out there on the roads. Nobody can tell you. Ask me how many catch basins. I can pull up on the GIS system and tell you how many catch basins are out there.
Is this this new thing that the planning department got?
The GIS has been around a very long time.
No, I'm trying to.
What it is?
Oh, we know, yeah.
It's specific to public works needs.
What?
They're part of it.
We bought into that new GIS system. Planning department, I asked every department to look at it for their, can they use it?
Are you talking about near map?
Yeah, it's different.
That's separate.
I know it's separate, but it has capabilities, because I asked them about that. It has actually direct capabilities to do utilities and everything and maintenance.
Is that to view it? And John, do you track like cleanings on that?
So
on the GIS?
They were on the GIS, they were able to make us a table to track all our cleanings and repairs and all in conjunction with all the locations and outfalls that we currently have in the town of Moffett. One of the questions people always say is, hey, where does this catch basin go? You can use this ArcGIS to do that.
I'm sure it's wonderful. I don't know all about it. What I'm saying is, we spent a lot of money in the planning department so that they could act in the assessor's office so they would have a lot of capability. And I purposely went around each, asked them to go to each department and said, can you use this? And I believe I got an email from almost every department said they can. And that's what I'm saying. We got a lot of duplicate stuff in the town.
That's not a duplicate, though. It's two separate.
Near maps is more of an updated map system where GIS mapping, the closest aerial photo was 2023.
Right, the near map.
All right, near map is every 6 months they update the photos, which allows assessors, which I'm speaking for them out of content, but allows them to see if someone put a new shed in their backyard or a pool.
No, I don't care.
We can't do that with the GIS system.
No.
So the GIS system was something that was started back a while ago that was controlled by the planning department. That person retired. They were the expert on it. When that person retired, we didn't have an expert. So we had to go out to bid for that, or they went out to bid to get a company to maintain our own individual stuff. So we pay, currently I'm paying them to maintain what I have and make updates as needed.
Right.
So. Anything else you want to talk about? Pretty much good.
Under your equipment, which is 5,400 right under GIS, what are you planning on the purchasing this year? Looks like it's been pretty consistent.
Which one?
Right under equipment, 5,400. 5,400. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
So,
What are you planning on getting this year?
I'm hoping to upgrade a plow on a truck, another truck that's separate from this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, upgrading equipment is one of the hardest things that I have, you know, to try to figure out what's going to break or what's not going to be available.
Mm-hmm. Plow blades alone with the 4,000?
Yeah, plow blades alone have gone up, but it's used to maintain some of the trucks. I have some body work that needs to be done on some of them that I'll probably end up using that to repair them. And I also have bought a jumping jack and I've had nothing but problems with it. I'm looking to spend $2,500 to replace it, but you know, that's one of those that I've been able to utilize to fix stuff that normally wouldn't be in the budget.
About under communications equipment, the next one down, 54028.
That's radios for trucks and stuff. Right now, $800 probably won't cover a radio. I'm trying to look into transferring from low band to high band by purchasing a multi-purpose radio, which hasn't gotten back to me.
Is that the same radio system, the fire, police?
Correct.
Yeah.
And I'm working on trying.
I thought there was budget for that with Public Works in there.
No, it's only fire.
I'm trying to see if I can transition to a radio that would do low band, and when we're ready, we can go to high band at the same time. The radio should do both. And I'm working with the state. I have to contact the guy again about getting a channel.
Well, the benefit to that too is during an environmental emergency like a hurricane or flood, you've got to be able to communicate with public, with fire, police, everybody else. So if you can get everybody on 800 at some point, then you're going to have that interagency operability right within town. So that's something that.
Years ago, we used to communicate with the police department. We had a common channel with the police, bus garage, everyone had a common channel. That no longer exists because the police department went high band and got rid of the low band.
Mm-hmm.
We stayed on low band.
And the fire departments in
the
process of doing that.
Too.
Mm-hmm. So you.
It was the mid high, yeah.
Right.
But you really need those for plowing and stuff like that, right?
We utilize them. It's not utilized as much because cell phones have taken over, but we did reach a situation years ago where we didn't have cell phones, and the lifeline we had was the radio.
Right. I don't have any other questions. I don't see much room to make any substantial cuts.
Mr. Chairman, what is mechanics equipment? And then if you go on the first page, mechanics tools.
Equipment is their scanner. You have to pay for programs to be able to repair like all data and stuff.
Upgrades.
So that upgrades it, and then you have to sometimes, some of the equipment has to buy specialty tools. So that's what tools are for. That's why you have two different items. They could be combined, but you know, we have to pay every year to upgrade the Snap-on scanner to scan police cars. And as the years we buy new cars, you have to upgrade systems. And it's a yearly thing. It's, you know, it's like a subscription. So.
What does equipment rentals usually go for?
So when our chipper broke this year, I spent it all on a chipper. Or if I need a small excavator to do a job, which is, I can't get a big machine in, that's what we use them for.
Just curious.
Yep. Yeah. And I used to stump grinders sometimes, but you know.
All right. Any other questions on this? We'll move on to solid waste.
Do you want to do Camp Hope down?
Yes. Sure. What page?
79.
Pretty much have the same budget you had in 2026.
Pretty much. Except for outside contractors. That went up 1,000. And then 500 for the building maintenance. Those went up. That's the only difference.
Are you still having to buy turf for the soccer fields?
No. No, we only buy grass seed. We haven't purchased any turf. Not how what the guys have been doing pretty good in keeping the grass growing.
Didn't I hire like a grass or lawn stuff? The guy that did grass really well. I mean, he's been there for a couple of years now, but maybe.
We overseed every year. We try to. This year, we didn't get to purchase the seeding yet, so I have to find out if I can purchase it. The overseer, but I did purchase a used overseer that has done a phenomenal job.
What's the propane for?
Heating the building for maintenance. When they do work up there, I keep the one area warm.
Are you still going to keep that building in play if you get the new building going?
I have to. The new building is storage facility only. I cannot do any type of maintenance in there. So oil changes and stuff will still continue where we're currently doing.
Okay.
That's just cold storage in the building.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
other questions on this?
One that jumped out at me and I talked to Julie about it tonight. She was talking to look into it, was scour tipping fees. You look at the year to date, 403, 160, 133. If that carries out for the rest of the year, we're well over $500,000. We're only budgeted for 450.
So I did look into that today. We average about $51,375 per month, which at year end, that brings us to $616,500. Factoring in the 9% increase from SCARA, that would bring us to moving that line item to $672,000. But it offsets in revenue because this is the item that we bill out to CWPM and Casella. So we would also increase our revenue line by $145,000 because it didn't factor in all the billings that we put out.
This is the tipping fees we've been talking about increasing. So
yes. Now that
what action do we need to do? To do that, I know you're discussing this, but when do we need to do that? Is the finance committee need to do that to increase the tipping fees?
So we don't increase the fees. What we were looking at was the administrative fee that
right.
was put on. So I didn't include that here because it was still undecided if it was going to continue. If we do add on the $5 per ton administrative fee, it would be $36,360 average in additional revenue to the town.
Yeah, we need to do that moving forward.
Okay.
I think we have to change that, Julie, right? Don't we have to, it has to go to the council?
Well,
didn't we do a resolution on that, if I remember?
The current resolution had it at
$5. We never implemented it way back. So
it was being implemented, but with all the staff turnover, that item was missed. So it hadn't been billed in about a year and a half.
So we're going to, next year,
no,
start billing it?
You can start
well,
doing
we were wanting to start now.
Yeah.
I had backdated it to July, but there was some
pushback
on that. So we were going to try to start it. We could start in, I believe we started in February or March.
I believe if that's low. Some towns are even in the 10 to 15.
Yeah, yeah.
So we might want to look at that's even at 10 to 15. Yeah,
because
we're pretty low on that. If I wasn't speaking, because I questioned that way back.
I think a lot of towns are at 10.
Yeah.
So we would just have to modify the resolution.
So
that would be great. Yeah, thanks, Julie.
For the next town council meeting. And then while you're talking about it, so the ups and downs in this 672,000 minus the other two contractors, that brings it down 150,000. Does that 450 cover that?
We would
increase. Heat's really blaring.
I know. What the hell?
We would
turn that off. Just cracked. I don't know why.
We would increase the expense. The expense line tipping fee SCARA. 52124, we would increase that by $222,000, but then we would also increase the revenue by the 145 plus administrative fees. You want to do that? So
if you make it.
We'll just say 50,000 for administrative fees.
Right.
So it's, it pretty much almost offsets each other.
Okay.
Yes,
I mean, balances out, so 450 is a good number.
Well, it wouldn't be 450 anymore. It would be 672.
So 672 would go in this new line item, but it's gonna be offset by revenue.
Correct.
So.
Cause I'm increasing the revenue.
I know, but I don't wanna be charging the taxpayers that.
We're not, because the revenue is a separate line item from current year taxes. So you're not charging the taxpayers for that.
So do we leave this number 450,000, or do we take it to 672,000?
Take it to 672.
Then I wanna be taxing.
Nope, because then we're going to be increasing the revenue line to 650.
To offset it, so in the final digestion, it'll, okay.
Correct.
The new number's gonna be what, 672?
Yes.
Counselor Sutherland, do you agree with that?
Counselor Baker, do you agree with that?
All right, anything else?
Uniforms, I just wanted to ask, are you willing to give me a little bit more money back? The only reason I ask is because part-time employees, when I ask them to work, I need to supply them with something, whether it be a rain jacket or equipment, and I take money out of uniforms to supply them with something for foul weather gear. Currently, I'm asking part-time people to come in. We also need to make sure that they have the gear needed to
train the vests.
Well, yeah, I take the vests out of works, but I do give them, I have purchased rain gear and winter coats for them, reflective coats, for their safety at the transfer station. So, you know, the $500, you know, $100 will cover a nice raincoat, pants, and jacket. That's all I'm asking.
You have the dollar ponchos.
which one
I'm sorry, John.
Which one?
I'm just looking at uniforms.
5301.
Yeah, I'm just looking for $500 more there. That's all. Printing is going to be close, but I think we can cut back on the amount of stickers. We've been slowly cutting back on what we purchase.
Do you have to buy 2100?
Yeah, I think we buy 2100,
2500. We figured that.
Are you guys on that favor? Are you in favor? Line item 53015 for uniforms from $1,500 to $2,000. Counselor Sutherland?
Yes.
Counselor Baker?
I'm good with it.
Yes. I am as well, so increase that by 500.
All right, let me back up a couple lines here. Another question that I had for Julie, I know she was going to get to it. Tipping fees, bulky waste. Those, that tipping fees, bulky waste, that's what's coming out of the transfer station?
Yes.
That's a good number.
So far, we haven't gotten another bill for them or an increase starting January. That's what's hard.
Well, but that's going up 9% as well.
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm going to assume.
So
we haven't seen an increase from them yet, a bill, but
it goes
it
to
increased last year. It increased the year before.
Right.
So.
But I mean, it goes to Lisbon, right?
No. Tipping.
Where's that one go?
The bulky waste goes to Casella.
Casella?
That's non-burnable trash.
It goes out of state.
So I would assume then it's probably going to be an increase.
Right. But I haven't seen a bill from them recently. It was 112 something last I remember.
Can you check into that, please? And let us know.
Is that one of the items you're looking at increasing fees for a drop-off at the transfer station?
Correct. It's going to be like the 45, whatever. You're going to basically collect money and offset what you already took out, and hopefully that'll work in favor of the town.
So
if you dump a toilet, you pay $5, it'll come off that 120. So it's kind of a weird revolving account.
We will be capital. I'd like to go to a meeting at 6, and I think we're going to take water and capital, but
You have other questions, Frank?
I think that's the only thing we've talked about today, Julie, right?
Yeah, the tipping fees.
So where are we going?
All right, you, John, you're gonna check into Casell, see what their thoughts are for the coming year. Because we may have to adjust that 120.
It could have adjusted, because what's hard is you do this like 4 months in advance.
Can you?
Trying to estimate, but I can reach out to Casell and see if there's gonna be any increase.
Would you please, and then with Julie, know in case we gotta make an adjustment?
Yeah. The only other question I have, if you wanna go to capital, is I'd like to see if you can bring paving and drainage back to 100,000. It was 130 last year, it was 104. It covers, helps me cover some of the expenses for road maintenance.
What was that one?
Paving and drainage.
I'm not really, yeah, I mean, this is for next year, I'm not really. Do you, what do you have planned to do? Because I know we got some bonds coming up that we guys parsed out money to do paving and drainage on the bond that was part of.
This line item covers things like catch basin repair, pipe replacement, paving where I have a couple projects that need to be done, and you know, when you start digging up 200 feet of paving, now you have to pay a contractor to come in and pave it, because it's just 200 feet, it's too tough to do with a truck and no paving box. You know, and those, it's $150 an hour just to get someone to come in and do that. And I use some of this money to also cover part of the catch basin cleanings and stuff. That's where a lot of your money comes from. When I say 50,000, you know, that doesn't leave me a lot of money in that account.
Well, this is what we're up against this year.
Yeah, no, I'm just asking.
No, this year, we're gonna have to really scale back a lot of stuff. We ain't even starting. We're just talking to the department to see where they're at. And, you know, there's just no way we're gonna do a 3.7 mil increase. So it's gotta come from somewhere. So we gotta, right now, I'm just gonna hold off on that unless you guys want to push it, to run it up, that's up to you guys.
I'm still concerned about replacing a plow truck with that. It's a very big concern I have. And I know it's $300,000, whatever it may be.
And as I, yeah, and as I
it's
said,
not on, that was taken off.
The plow and the sander are gonna go on one of the camp trucks. That's a 2023. So I can have another small truck to be doing turnarounds and stuff. And the camp mower, I just told you we lost a motor on it.
Right.
And that's $3,500.
But you had 22,000 on here.
Yep. Yeah, that's a brand new mower with a bagger. That's what they cost.
What was the number you just said?
I talked about the plow and sander. That's for one of the trucks at the camp.
Right.
Give us another small truck.
26,000.
What's the 22,000 for? Are you gonna, I thought you were replacing the motor on the other one.
I am, but I also have a diesel that I'm having so many problems with. It's 2004. The clutch keeps burning up on it. It's $1,200 every time the clutch burns up.
It's a 2004?
The dealer can't figure it out.
It's a 2004?
2004 diesel.
The mower's 22 years old.
Yeah, I can't get it. The dealership can't fix it.
So how much money do we keep?
The motor went on a 2022.
Okay.
That had 700 hours on it. That motor was $3,500. Nobody knows why. Nobody can explain why.
This is, I'm talking about a mower right now, right?
Correct. Two mowers. Two different mowers.
So the one that you have in here is replacing the 22-year-old one?
Correct.
So how much
diesel
longer
will
do we
get
keep,
replaced.
How much longer do we keep throwing good money to bad?
You know, I just... explaining why.
No,
those
no,
no,
I'm
no,
just
no,
saying.
He's replacing the mower.
Yeah.
The one that's 22 years old.
Yeah.
But he's talking about
could,
a mower
yeah,
that's only 20 years old that's got a blown engine or whatever.
Yeah,
that's the newer one you and I talked about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then we gotta fix it.
Yeah, that will get fixed.
What I just passed down here was a list of the plow trucks that he has now. The ones that are highlighted in yellow are the large trucks, the 8-yard dumps that do the work. Which one was it that's taken out of service yet? By vehicle?
19 right now is out of service due to the floor, we where the fuel pedal is ready to fall through the floor. And the brake pedal is on the floor right next to it, so we felt that it was not necessary to keep on.
What year is that, John?
That's a 98.
1998.
The 2012, number 15, currently has the taillights have rotted out of the back, the surrounding around the taillights have rotted out. And I'm having problems with the skid plate where the chain rides. That's gonna have to be repaired somehow. 2026 is the sister to that truck. That is having issues with the same issue with the skid plate where the chain goes. They both, 15 really could use a new body, but I didn't put in for it. I was hoping for a new truck. But as you know, they're about 100,000 for the body.
I just.
So 16 you see.
How much is it for the truck?
They're 100, almost 145,000 for the truck.
But you said the body's 100,000.
Yes, but when you buy a brand new truck, you have to put a plow.
Oh, that
right.
Right.
So you add all that up, it's even more. Just a body is 100,000, just about.
But then you still have a, what year is the truck?
It would be a 2012. We just, the 2004s have all been replaced. Everyone has a new body. Some have stainless steel, some have steel bodies on. And 16 is off the road because currently I'm probably going to be selling it because the cab on it is not healthy. The windshield's leaks, the floors are rotted out of it, and the plow kind of broke in half the year before. I still have a decent sander, but.
And if we added the one new truck that we're trying to get you, that was around 300 and.
It was 300,000.
300,000. That could be on a lease purchase. We don't have to take it out of.
I was trying to get a price for a lease purchase, but I didn't.
Well, I mean, Julie can look into that. I mean, we have a new fire truck that's going to be lease purchased. We have a school bus that we're talking about lease purchasing. So. By town council resolution, we can add that to the lease purchase as well.
Just keep in mind our debt, our debt to whatever ratio is. We went from 400,000 to 600,000.
Understood.
So that's just going to be adding, and we already got a school bus on there. That's a little bit of money, and that other fire truck. So you know, that's adding up quick, Brian.
I understand.
We hadn't put a plow in there yet.
I understand, but I wouldn't want to be the guy on the back end of the telephone taking complaints from taxpayers. My road hasn't been plowed yet. Well, the plow truck, the floor fell out of it, and we can't use it. So you're going to have to wait another day to get your snow done. I wouldn't want to be the guy who's on the
start.
But do what you want. I lived it before in my past career, so I know exactly what he's going through.
No, I'm not appreciative, Brian. I'm not trying to say that. I'm just saying, just be careful when you say just simple do lease purchase. Cause
it's a lot less to do a lease purchase than it is to straight out buy
peanut butter.
Well, you know what you do, counselors, and since I've been on alongside everybody, you look at everybody wants a wish list, Brian, and I agree with you on that. And we just come up to, that's the counselor's head. We have to look at the director and say, hey, do the things, talk to the finance guru right here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come back to council. I mean, I passed over fire trucks and ambulance when they used to do it way back when the fire department,
mm-hmm.
where they had to move it and wait. But we have the perfect storm here, so we have to look at it. And sometimes you might have to get one that's just might be a model that's a showcase model, like, you know, with Brian, that's up your avenue anyways. Sometimes you got to get one that they're showing to say they're going to sell. That's a lot less, or you get one that's a year old.
This is state bid.
Yeah.
It's going to be a state bid.
But
truck,
you know, it's the job that we all have. We're in this together. It's not just your finance committee. You know, that's why I'm here too. That's why Rachel's here. Nick is here.
Right.
We're here because we're in this together. It's a perfect storm. You know, everybody knows that we're all hard nosed on the mayor's budget. He did his best job with Julie and Sydney, everything. But now you take it from here. You guys and ladies are going to look and you're going to make cuts. You're not going to make everyone happy from the Board of Ed all the way down to the fire department, to the police department, and all that. It's something that we have to, it's a It's, we just gotta get by this.
Are you asking to put this on? Are you asking to put this on, or are we asking, are we gonna do it?
And I realize exactly where you're coming from. I do.
Yeah.
But again, next year, the same truck, it's gonna be $325,000. So we just keep kicking the can down the road.
No, but if you do the numbers, Brian, if you get the thing and come back to the council, they're gonna make, you're gonna have to make other cuts somewhere else. You want this, you guys are gonna have to say, hey, you know what, if this is needed, then you make cuts somewhere else so we can try to fit this in. You're not gonna make everyone happy.
Yeah, the only thing I.
You know, Brian, I think you were the one that said, do a 2.5 cut all the way, all across the board. I think it was 2.5. So you know, Counselor, sometimes you have to do this because there's, we look at other things that are going on out there in the public, like cutting the heat in this room right now.
Let me see about how many gallons a minute we're using.
You've got people that are calling me, and I never get like that. I'll get in Cumberland Farms for an hour and a half. But you've got people that are calling me saying, I'm retiring, I can't handle a four mil increase. We all know that. I don't think anyone was in this room when I.
Where are we getting a 3.7 mil increase from?
We're at 3.01 right now.
That's, I'm going, where is this 3.7 or four?
All right, 3.01.
3.01, so let's just make sure we're all on the same page with that.
Even at the.
But that number is being thrown around.
Yeah, I think that's the public's getting that into.
That's a, I'm just telling you what the public sees.
But you know what, you're all on the right path, you all wanna do something correct. And you're not here, you wouldn't be here or ran for office if you didn't. It's just, this is a hard part of this job.
Well, I'll tell you what, John, see if you can, I mean, you said state bid, is that the only model and truck that we can get to place that? I'm just asking.
Well, that's the cheapest, not the state bid.
I'm not trying to be offensive.
That's the cheapest.
That's the cheapest model.
What's the turnaround time?
A year.
To order it.
A year, yeah. So you wouldn't even have to budget for it yet, because it won't be ready.
It's about a year, I believe. It'll take a year to get, I can get hard facts.
So if you approve the budget in May or June, it's not gonna be at all next May or June, so we're not gonna have to worry about these purchases until following budget.
Yeah, you will next budget.
Right. Well, we're gonna anyways, we just can't keep sidelining trucks, door out trucks. So something's gotta give somewhere.
Well, if you're eliminating bond money too, you said there's some bonds that are going away, would that allow you eventually to bond future vehicles?
Yeah, two bonds went away, but we've exercised other bonds too.
But the other thing too is, with bonding, is bond council cost. It is cheaper to lease purchase than it is to bond. Because you're not dealing with bond council.
No, what he's saying is, there's bonds coming due.
Right.
Or going away.
It'd be better to bond free trucks than to bond.
That should free up money.
Exactly.
So, all right, I'm gonna run to this other meeting.
Yeah, so we don't piss everyone.
So what's your objective here, Brian?
If we're gonna let it go, we're gonna let it go, but.
I didn't say that. What's your objective? You've got something you're trying to say.
No, you're gonna bring it back to council. If you're so much into it, Brian, and you really define, you bring the numbers back to the council at the time when we do our budget at the end.
Yeah.
Then Brian can submit it and say, hey, I did my homework. We have these many options, Brian. And then the council takes it.
Yeah, I know I do.
I think that's good.
And then you do it right there. And that's the best way.
All right. Remarks from the counselors? We'll do that already. Bring it back to.
Whatever.
But.
Yeah, whatever. I just feel strongly about, we can't keep kicking it down the road. It's gonna come back up next year.
All right. Remarks from the counselors, motion is.
Sure.